All right, Brian, we're just a few minutes away. They're getting the starting lineups in just a second here, and we are just a few minutes away. One thing about the game, a big performance by Brady Puckett in that game for Riverdale, a 3-1 win, and it sets the stage for their game tonight. Ravenwood leading, by the way, 3-0 over Knoxville Farragut. And so we could possibly see a repeat if Farragut can come from behind, or we may have to wait to see Ravenwood to get some revenge later. But we've got to, first things first, we've got to take one game at a time now, Riverdale.
Yeah, whoever loses that Ravenwood-Farragut game will be the opponent tonight,
right,
at 6. And the winner is in the winner's bracket final and will have to be beaten twice. So first up, we'll see what happens tonight. Riverdale most likely going to go with Dylan King on the mound in that game. But right here in this game, we're anxious to see if the Central Magnet Tigers can stay in this winner's bracket and really go a long way. I think this may be the most important game of spring fling. If you're in the winner's bracket and you're playing here to stay in the winner's bracket, to have somebody have to beat you twice to get to the championship game, that's it's a really good place to be. And hopefully Central Magnet Tigers and Buddy Powers will be there.
Connor Love, the right-hander on the mound for CAK, and Brian, he's getting in his warm-up tosses, and the wind has picked up quite a bit since about 11 o'clock. So
I think folks can tell that maybe just a little bit.
Yeah, and but it's a beautiful day otherwise. I mean, just gorgeous. Started out with some clouds this morning, but it has turned out to be a gorgeous day, and hopefully we won't have any rain, at least maybe late tomorrow night, so we can get all these games in and have a successful spring fling. So far, it's been perfect. We've missed out on the Starplex this year, though. I always miss the crowds at Starplex.
Well, they're all over
games.
You, man. I'm
yeah,
telling you,
they are. And trying to find a place to broadcast is pretty difficult. Not so in baseball. And Mackenzie Jackson getting ready to check in and check those numbers out, Brian. Good luck looking at those numbers today.
Yeah, really. They're light gray uniforms with what?
Light gold.
Yeah, light gold uniform.
Jackson's
numbers.
Getting ready to step in, and the first pitch to him is bunted right back to the mound, and Love throws him out by a step. And the first out of the inning, 1-3 on the putout, going to bring up Jacob Kroom, the left fielder.
Your J. Mullins Jewelry time of the first pitch in this one is 12:47. J. Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Capital Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant, J. Mullins Jewelry and Gibbs.
Kroom, a right-handed batter, steps in there against Connor Love. Osborne gives the sign, and here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up out of play. Osborne doing the catching. Over at first is Norrod, or is it Norrod? Did you find that out? Norrod, okay. Cochran at second, Sharp at short, Zortman over at third, Marion left, Zimmerman in center, McMillan in right. 0-1 the count to Kroom. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and Kroom in the hole, 0-2. He's got a pretty impressive stature out there. Big, tall, lanky right-hander. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Into the dirt. Gets away. One ball, two strikes.
We will have our normal afternoon programming with Dave Ramsey, followed by Jason Qualls and Financial Coaching Radio and All Sports Talk this afternoon. So stand by for that.
One ball, two strikes to Kroom. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. First strikeout for Connor Love, and it's going to bring up Derek Sargent, the shortstop. Hitting in the three hole. John Ash, principal of Central Magnet, is here in attendance today. Love gets a sign from Osborne. Here's the wind in the pitch. Swung on, pretty well hit, left field. Back, back, and back, but foul. 0-1 the count. He hit that a ton, but it's foul all the way. Buddy Powers, the head coach of the Tigers. Got a 1-2 count here to Sargent. Here's the 1-2. Strike called. Well, he's got a nice breaking pitch here. Love kicks and fires. Swung on, foul back out of play. Count remains. No balls, two strikes. John Dinkins along with Brian Barrett. This is our second location. We'll be heading back to Siegel tonight for that game. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Two strikeouts in the inning and a 3-up, 3-down for Connor Love. We go to the bottom of the first, no score, and you're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents, solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids, and it's far deeper than coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
We are back here on WGNS State Farm Prep Baseball coverage of the TSSAA Spring Fling.
Start from the beginning.
Okay, it's brought to you.
Good way to start.
Part by J. Mullins Jewelry, carpets by Osborne. Jerry Potts, Brothers Lumber Company, and our first chance to see the CAK bats, McMillan, Sharp, and Mary, John.
And Alex Ropp going to be on the mound for the Tigers. Left-hander. In fact, if I recall, I'm not good at memory, but I believe he pitched in that game at Smyrna last year. I think he was on the mound. The Tigers won that game that day in the state tournament.
I have a feeling, after seeing Love, that this may be a pitcher's duel.
It could very well be. Bryce McMillan, the leadoff hitter, right fielder, left-handed batter facing the left-hander Ropp in the wind in the pitch. Takes a ball, one ball, no strikes. This Blackman Field looks beautiful. It's just in great condition.
Couldn't be better, could it?
No, I mean, it is really, the grass is probably in better shape than anywhere I've been. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul back.
They've done some work with some concrete sidewalks and things of that nature around the hitting facility and coaches' offices and such, locker rooms.
Yeah, we got a tour of that kind of.
Yeah.
Today. One ball, one strike. Here's the wind in the pitch. Bunted, and it's a good one. Coming up with his Northfleet, makes a good throw, but not in time. Bunt single for Bryce McMillan. And he's on at first with nobody out. And he's going to take second. They have a little trouble getting the ball. Alert base running there by McMillan. Buddy Power's not happy with that. Just kind of a mental lapse there. And it's going to bring up John Sharp, the shortstop.
Well, there's a big powwow going on out there, and Buddy didn't have much to say, but I'm sure that he got his point across.
Good hustle, but some mental alertness there on the part of McMillan.
Now batting number three, John Sharp.
John Sharp, the shortstop, steps in there. Pierce Mary will be next. C.A.K. with a runner in scoring position, nobody out. Ropp looks in. Sign from Sailing. Here's the pitch. He's bunting, and he bunts it down the first base side. Ropp going to go to first in plenty of time. Covered on the play is Sullivan, and the runner goes down to third.
Well, that's what's scary is that extra base in there, John. You would much rather be in this situation with the runner at third if they were going to continue to bunt around with two out. But now you only have one out, which gives them a whole lot better shot here batting around.
Pierce Mary, the batter. He is the left fielder. Got a chance to drive in a run for CAK. Here's the wind of the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. May have got a piece of it. and it's 0-1. The Tigers winners yesterday 4-3 over Ripley. A really good game.
Well, Ripley was in two really good games, but they lost them both.
Pitch is outside. One ball, one strike.
Got beat by Spring Hill in the game right before this one, and it went long. There were a lot of hits in that game. I think Spring Hill had 10 runs on 14 hits, and they scored 6 runs in the seventh.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Drop ahead of him now. One ball, two strikes.
This is a pretty big batter here because if Rob can retire him, that really takes away the effect of that extra base, doesn't it?
Yeah, could use a strikeout here. Ground ball, the third baseman, Norfleet, is in. Here's the pitch. Just outside. Count even at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Worley's playing first today. He was the winning pitcher yesterday. Sullivan is second. Sargent is short. Norfleet over at third. The outfield left to right is Kroom, Green, and Jackson. Sailing doing the catching here. And Rop on the mound. Here's the pitch. That one gets away. Is it going to be enough? It's going to be close. He flips it to Rop, not in time. Terrific speed by McMillan. Scores a run for CAK. It's 1-0. I'm not sure that Sailing might not have been better off just trying to dive for it. But anyway, I don't think they were going to get him either way.
Well, he tried the flip to Rop, and just not a really good position to be throwing in.
So run is in, and a runner, nobody out, nobody on, that is, and one out, swinging a foul away. 3 balls, 2 strikes. That takes the pressure off of Pierce Mary. Talk about creating a run on your own. That was just singly done by McMillan.
Well, yeah. He
grounded to short, Sargent up with it. Throw to first in plenty of time. And Mary is retired, 6-3 on the put out. 2 away, bringing up Zach Osborne, the catcher, and the cleanup hitter. Yeah, you got that kind of speed. You can do those kind of things. It makes it awfully tough. Cal Turnham stopping by.
John, he got on a bunt single.
Yeah.
And just the speed to get down the second.
Here's the wind by Rop, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Took something off. 0-1.
And he really got all the way around. A lot of his effort.
No balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Fly ball center field. Going back is Green. He's under it. And he makes the catch for out number 3. But CAK gets a run here on one hit. There was nobody left. We've completed one. Our score, CAK 1, Central nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes, and Sun Windows and Doors have a wide array of options to fit every application and budget. Our knowledgeable staff will help you with design ideas to answering technical glass performance questions. Haynes Brothers Lumber and Sun Windows and Doors. It's a winning combination. Call us today at 893-1515 or stop by our showroom on Northwest Broad Street. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company and Sun Windows, the people you know, the people you trust.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Andy Womack at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get you a better state with State Farm and Agent Andy Womack, 890-0850.
Go to the top of the second, 1-0 CAK, Connor Love. And Austin Worley, the batter, takes a swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Connor Love, very impressive in that first inning. Here's the wind and the pitch. Breaking pitch in there, and it's 0-2. Got a nice, easy motion. kind of deceptive. Open stance there for Worley. The 0-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. They're going to throw him out for the out, and there's one away in the inning.
Boy, Love is just motoring right along. Three strikeouts in a row after the bunt right back to him. So he's done it all so far.
Brings up Alex Ropp, the pitcher. Kind of makes for an easy transition. When Worley pitches, Ropp's playing first. When Ropp pitches, Worley plays first. So makes it easy on Buddy Powers in the lineup card. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1 the count.
So you're probably in the next game likely to see Norfleet on the bump for the Tigers.
The 0-1 pitch on the way. Swung on, shot to third. Up with it is Zortman. Go to first. Two away. 5-3 on that put out. And it's going to bring up the second baseman, Reed Sullivan. Went 3-for-3 yesterday. Drove in a run. Had a really nice game at the plate. Two out, nobody on. Top of the second. Here's the wind and the pitch from Love. Bunted it. A little too hard. Zortman going to come up with it and throw him out by a couple of steps. So a three up, three down inning. He's retired six in a row. And we go to the bottom of the second with a score, CAK 1, Central nothing. You're listening to State Farm Spring Fling on WGNS.
Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard. We do estate appraisals. We also do regular insurance replacement appraisals if you just need an idea of what something's worth. Be glad to help you out. Keeping it still in the family, Dad's here doing watch repair. He does anything from the simple battery installation to the more complicated get Granddad's watch overhauled and looking good. Right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's restaurant.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
State Farm coverage on WGNS of the TSSAA Spring Fling, brought to you in part by DirecTV by Intersource, Rick's Barbecue, Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, along with Bob Parks Auction Company.
And Alex Ropp in his second inning of work. The first pitch is a strike called on the outside corner. 0-1. The batter's Josh Johnson, the designated hitter. Tim Tackett came by over at Siegel, and I was going to give him a chance to talk, but I didn't have another headphone. I forgot.
You know, I saw him as I was walking out to come over here. So, athletic director for Rutherford County Schools.
The 0-1 pitch up high. One ball, one strike.
John, there's not many times you see a Stan Musial jersey in the stands, but one right in front of us.
Well, there's Cardinal people all over the place here. I don't know. I think it's the Blackman coach that causes that. A lot of Cardinal fans. Breaking ball, sails inside. Two balls and a strike. I bet he's got one. I bet he's got some kind of Cardinal shirt with the replica or something. You know, Pujols probably. I bet they don't even talk about Pujols anymore. They're mad at him. Two balls and a strike. They found out they didn't need him, I guess, did they? Here's the pitch. Fastball. Misses. Three balls and a strike. That's one thing I can say about the St. Louis Cardinals. They just keep rebuilding. They just keep bringing them out of the farm, I tell you. Three balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They can even change managers and still win. Doesn't matter.
Tell you what, a really good experience going to see the Redbirds in Memphis last summer for me and the family. And I'm looking forward to the new ballpark in Nashville.
Oh, yeah, I think it'll be great. 3-2 pitch. It's going to be in a nice location. He walked him. Leadoff walk for Josh Johnson. First walk by Ropp. Brings up Parker Cochran, the second baseman. Let's see what CAK does here. I could imagine they'll be bunting.
Parker Cochran.
And he stands in there, right-handed batter. Rob gets the sign from Sailing. Checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Bunts it, and it's foul. And I don't know how he even got a piece of that. The ball was inside to him. Pretty good bat control over there by Parker Cochran. David Zimmerman would be next. Not any kin to George. George has two ends.
Oh, two at the end. I didn't know
By
that.
The way, he's won an award. Let me tell you about that.
George Zimmerman has won an award?
No, he's over the...
I know it's not husband of the year.
He's over the concessions. Well, he would be in my book. He's, you know. But he's won an award for the fried bologna sandwich. Here's the pitch. Bunted. Rob going to have to hurry. Does and gets the out. But the runner goes to second. That's Johnson. So Cochran with a sacrifice. Brings up David Zimmerman, the center fielder. No, Georgia is over the concessions at MTSU. I don't know what you call it, vending or whatever. I don't know exactly the official title, but pretty important position if you're MTSU because they have so many events going on a lot of times at the same time. The best bologna, fried bologna sandwich.
In America?
Well, at colleges, he's up there. It's pretty impressive. Is it better than Eddie Taylor's? I don't know. Swing and a miss.
Is this at the baseball games?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, at the baseball games.
Okay.
He was in a magazine. It was mentioned. Yeah.
Good grief. He's famous. Got to be
I
a little
know,
nicer
I
to
didn't
him.
Know George could cook. Runner at second. One out. The batter, Zimmerman. Here's the pitch. Ball outside.
Is that magazine in the Wilson Elementary Library?
No,
now?
I don't think it is. I don't think it is, Brian.
I was going to go see if I could get my daughter to check it out.
A ball and a strike. I said hello to your daughter today on my way out. She really keeps you straight.
Yeah, I bet.
1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Jammed him inside. So, Rop out in front of Zimmerman. 1-2 two strikes.
Today was an exciting day at Wilson Elementary. I'm sure her face is now about five different colors.
No, hers is tomorrow.
Oh, is it
tomorrow? That's tomorrow, yeah.
Okay.
Her day is tomorrow. Her face still could be thousands of colors. I don't know, I'm not really sure, but
she came home looking like the Lorax the other day.
1-2 two strikes. Swing, jammed him again. He fouled it off. Just got a piece of it.
She was the Cat in the Hat Lorax.
Well, we try to keep the education going at Wilson Elementary. 1-2 two strikes. Rop looks in from the sign. He's got Johnson at second, one out. The 1-2 pitch. Upstairs, 2-2 two strikes. CAK really making Rob throw a lot of pitches. 2-2 two strikes. Here's the stretch. The 2-2. Swung on. Fly ball pretty well hit left field. Going back, he's not going to be able to get it. Kroon gets it in. However, scoring on the play will be Johnson, and it's a double for Zimmerman. 2-0 CAK. So this hasn't started exactly the way we'd hoped.
No, they've been very effective, too. Two hits and two runs.
Second hit of the game, and it's going to bring up the left-handed hitting Colton Norod. Norod is the first baseman. Wind whipping up again out here at Blackman High School.
There goes my pencil again.
Here's the pitch. I have to get a weight in that or something. Ball outside, 1-2 no strikes.
Yours never seems to go anywhere.
Well, it's in my hand right now, but you're right. It's a little more weighted, if you'll notice. 1-2 no strikes.
Yeah.
Throw back. Did they get him? Yes. Picked him off. Zimmerman picked off at second. Nice play, and they needed it. Two out in the inning. It's going to bring up, well, Norod's still up there with a 1-2 no strikes count. Well, that helps.
Yeah, if you could retire Norod here.
Pitch is high. 2-2 no strikes. Alex Ropp, the left-hander for Central, wipes off his brow. Now he's ready. The 2-0 pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Zortman would be next. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. See that ball drop on that one, Brian? That was like it was coming eye level and then just dropped. The bottom dropped out of it. Two balls, two strikes, two out, nobody on. A run is in. Here's the pitch. Strike called, and the inning is over. Strikeout for Rock, but not before CAK comes through with another run. On one hit, there was a walk, and nobody left. The runner picked off at second. We've completed two innings of play. The score, CAK 2, Central nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett here with my BPF, best pizza friend Heather, and her parents just don't get us.
They just don't understand how good it is. A special blend of cheese, the sauce, the crunchiness.
The dough, the ingredients, the square slices. Heather, that's why we'll always be BPFs. See you at Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
We fulfill all your tax preparation needs from individual returns to corporations and handle any of those scary letters you may get from the IRS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Pride in getting our athletes back on the field. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com.
And the first pitch popped up to the third baseman, Zorbman, who takes it on one bounce, throws to first in time. Josh Green, the batter, retired 5-3, brings up Taylor Sailing,
now batting number four,
the catcher. He'll be followed by Will Norfleet, the bottom three of the Tiger order. And Connor Love has retired seven straight. The whine and the pitch from Love. Ball inside. So far, the Tigers getting no love from Connor Love. One ball, no strikes. The whine and the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, popped up this way into the netting, and the count even at a ball and a strike. Two runs, two hits, no errors for CAK. No runs, no hits for Central. Batting here in the top of the third. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounder to second. Scooped up over there by Cochran. The throw to first is a little high, but he held on to the bag, and it's out number two. Love also has three strikeouts.
Now batting number 13, Will Norfleet.
And Brian, another interesting stat. They've all been ground balls, the outs. Had one foul ball that was a fly, but everything else has been on the ground. Two out here in the inning, and the batter's Will Norfleet, the third baseman. The wind and the pitch. Well, that hit him. And the first base runner for Central, so maybe that's a start.
I'll take them how you can get them.
Norfleet goes down to first, unharmed, and that brings up Mackenzie Jackson. Mackenzie had a hit yesterday, scored a run in that 4-3 win. Two out, a runner at first. That is Norfleet. Love from the stretch now for the first time today. The pitch swung on, popped up right side, and it's going to be out of play. No balls, one strike. A little bit about CAK, don't you, Brian?
They're in Knoxville. They're the Warriors.
Okay, thanks for that expertise.
That's about all I know.
Played Laverne in football, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
They had a great, really good football program. There's a strike called, and so in two to Jackson.
That's where Stanton Stevens was for a time. had some relationships up that neck of the woods, the Laverne football head coach.
0-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Just missed outside. One ball, two strikes.
A little more than I thought I did.
Yeah, I knew if I prodded you a little bit, you know. Kind of like you prod a cow, you know, it's gonna, you know, it'll come out. Some stuff will, you know, eventually you'll come up with something.
You better be careful how you prod the cow.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. They're going to throw him out for the third out of the inning. And another strikeout for Love and another three up. Well, no, there was a hit batter in that inning. But one left. We've completed 2.5, our score. It's CAK 2, Central nothing. Back in right after this timeout.
Parents of seniors, listen up. Loveless Photography wants to remind you there's still time to get your senior portraits ordered. It's time to mail in those cap and gown photo orders. They've been laying on the kitchen table for a while. Get those mailed back into Loveless. Also time to get those spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography, capturing memories for families for over 30 years. They're proud of this year's seniors, and they know you are too. Get your cap and gown along with spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography on Clark between Memorial and Highland. Lovelessphotography.com, 890-1558.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson. You're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Don't forget, tune in tonight about 5:50, 5:55 for the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show. DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800 after this game, the Prentice Salsa Feeding and Air postgame show.
We received a tweet. We'll tell you about it after this pitch. There's a strike call to Brandon Zortman leading off the third inning. He's the third baseman for CAK. There was on their Twitter, there was a comment, a question, want to know if you had brought your sunscreen today.
No.
Somebody concerned.
Really?
Yeah.
Thankfully, we've got the tent here.
One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul back and out of play. And he's out in front of Zorban. One ball, two strikes. 2-0 CAK. We're in the top half of the third. Make that the bottom of the third. Excuse me. CAK batting. Ropp on the mound. There's a swing and a shot to short. Sargent up with it. Throw across in time for out number one. So Zorman retired, 6-3, and it brings up Bryce McMillan, the top of the order. He definitely made his presence felt in the top half of the first inning. Single and scored a run. Left-handed batter with great speed. Already seen an example of that already. Ropp peers in to the sign from Sailing, who's getting it from the bench over at Central. Here's the wind and the pitch to him. Outside with a breaking pitch and a fastball, and it's 1-0. Alex Ropp, the left-hander. Wind blowing toward left. 375 in that center field sign out there. It's 320 down in the left and right field corners. One ball, one strike now to McMillan. Two out in the inning. Make that one out in the inning. Here's the wind and the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him way out in front. One ball, two strikes. McMillan steps back in there now. The left-hander kicks and fires. Way outside. Count even, two balls, two strikes. The loser of this game will play at 6 tonight. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball sails outside, and the count full to McMillan, pitching very carefully to this leadoff man. Rob from the windup. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, popped up. It's going to be out of play down the left field line. Count remains 3-2. McMillan back in there, ready. Third baseman is in. That's Norfleet, and he walked him. Well, that's not good. McMillan with that speed is on at first with one out.
Now batting number two.
Second walk for Rop. And brings up John Sharp, who sacrificed his first time up, may do it again. McMillan at first, one out. 2-0, CAK leading Central. 0-0, they had almost had him picked off and had him leaning, but he got back. Now Sharp back in there. Throw over. Quick move this time. And McMillan gets back. This at bat could take a while. They're really worried about McMillan over there at first, and rightfully so. Oh, there he went again. Swing and a miss. Bluff that time. 0-1, the count to Sharp. McMillan with a short lead at first, being held by Worley. And they throw over. He leans like as if he's going to go, then he can get back in time. 0-1 the count with one out.
It's hard to do, too, isn't it?
Yeah. It's. They're expecting him to go any minute. 0-1 the count. There he goes. Now they've got him picked off, but they're not going to get him, I don't think. He's in there. He beat the throw. I mean, they had him picked off, but he beat the throw down there. And I felt like he was going to. By the time Worley got it, he was 3/4 of the way. Stolen base for McMillan. He's a highlight reel in himself. So Sharp, the batter here, with an 0-1 count. And McMillan down at second.
He did all the work to score that very first run, too. Got on with a bunt single and got all the way around.
And you'll probably need to watch him here from second. Rock from the stretch. And now Sharp calls time. And we'll start it all over again. It's the bottom of the third. CAK already has a 2-run lead. The stretch by Rock. Check of the runner. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul at the plate. And he's out in front of Sharp. 2-2. Oh, I tell you, the abuse I take here. 2-2. You know, I've had great interviews with him. I don't know. 0-2 pitch is high. 1-2.
You figured out that there was some relation there, so. I don't know.
I think it's when I made a comment about the food or something. I'm not sure. It was really, food has been great.
It's that Braves hat you're wearing.
Yeah, that's where it, you're right. That's where it started. Yep, Braves hat. Yep. 1-2 pitch, lined into right field. It's a fair ball. And McMillan's going to score. And it's an RBI for Sharp. I believe he failed making the turnaround first, or he would might have possibly had a double. So a single and RBI for Sharp. And again, one hit in the inning, and they've got a run.
Well, they're very efficient.
McMillan reached with a walk and then stole a base, and then Sharp drove him in with one out. And that brings up the third hitter, Pierce Mary, grounded to short his first time up. I'd say Sharp's got some pretty good speed, too. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Line drive into left. Going to be caught, however, by Kroom in left field for out number two. And hustling back is Sharp. Is he going to get there? No. They pick him off, and the inning is over. But not before CAK picks up another run on one hit. There was a walk and nobody left as the runner was picked off. We've completed three, and our score is CAK 3, Central nothing. And you're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS, the home of the Atlanta Braves.
The time is now.
Saturday, May 31st auction in Rockville at 11819 Mount Vernon Road. A four-bedroom home on a large corner lot in the country will be auctioned off. Also selling antiques and personal property. See BobParksAuction.com for all the details.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations, scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Coverage brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700.
Thank you, Brian Barrett. It's time for the Tigers to try to pick away at this 3-0 lead. Connor Love on the mound with a 1-0 count to Croom. And the second pitch is popped up into right field, and the catch is made by McMillan for out number one. So Croom flies to right, and there's one away in the inning.
Now batting number nine.
And brings up Derek Sargent, who struck out in the first. Connor Love has barely broken a sweat. He's hit one batter. That's the only base runner. Here's the whine by Connor Love, and the pitch, breaking ball, didn't break. And it's one ball, no strikes to Sargent.
When Sargent wasn't backing out of there either, barely got by his pants legs.
Swung on, lined into left field, base hit, the first for the Tigers. Derek Sargent with a hard single to left. And he's on at first base with one out.
Now batting number 31, Austin Worley.
Brings up Austin Worley, struck out in the second.
Worley, before the game, was just kind of chilling out under a shade tree, enjoying the beautiful spring weather.
Kind of looks like that kind of guy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't get too uptight. Good personality to have for a pitcher. Pitches in the dirt, not far enough for Sargent to go anywhere, and it's one ball, no strikes. So we got that monkey off our back, the first hit. Now let's get some runs. We're down 3-0, Central. And they're going to make a trip to the mound to talk to Love. Let's see what this conversation is about.
Our coverage here of the Blue Cross Spring Fling on WGNS AM/FM brought to you in part by Ideas Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Gondolier Italian Restaurant on Broad Street, Midas of Murfreesboro, along with our friends at State Farm Insurance. And this half inning brought to you by Ideas Tees, operators of Lightning's Locker Room and the official TSSAA merchandise source. They're located in Murfreesboro at 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. They can put your logo on just about anything. Screen printing, embroidery, and more at Ideas Tees, and they're at all of the Spring Fling locations with official Spring Fling merchandise.
There's a pitch down low, and he's falling behind Worley. Two balls, no strikes. Sargent at first, one out here in the top of the fourth for Central. They're down, 3-0. Pitch is low again. Three balls, no strikes. As easy as you could be selling along, Brian, you can also lose it just as easy.
Well, that's very true, and let's hope that that's what's happening here to Love and the CAK Knights.
3-0 pitch. There's a strike. Worley taking all the way.
The Tigers need some runs.
He may take another. It's a 3-1 count. He doesn't get one to his liking. Here's the pitch. Throws another one in there, and it's a walk. That was a little high. So the first walk of the inning, and just like that, the Tigers threatening here in the fourth. Going to bring up Alex Ropp, who grounded to third his first time.
Well, gets this Central crowd fired up, and there are a lot of Central fans here.
They're pretty dominant, really, aren't they? Connor Love with one out, got two on. Here's the pitch. Into the dirt. Nice stop over there by Osborne.
5-3, Ravenwood leads Farragut. Through 5.5, I think, is what I heard.
I believe that would be about right. Here's the pitch into the dirt. 3.5, I think. Two balls, no strikes.
And they're about the same spot we are.
Well, you better pick away against Farragut. No, they were up 3-0. You better keep pecking away if you're going to win. You're going to beat them.
The loser of that game will face Riverdale tonight at 6 o'clock.
Two balls and no strikes to Ropp. Here's the pitch. Strike call, 2-1.
Winner of that game, just like the winner of this game, is in the driver's seat in tomorrow's bracket final, which is at 2 o'clock.
The 2-1. Swung on, chopped to third. Step on the bag for one. That's all they're going to get. And they get the force play. And now we're going to have a controversy, see what the call was.
Is there any question about whether he stepped on the bag?
Fair foul here.
Oh, okay. Well, he definitely called it a fair ball, didn't he?
Yep, and what I'm not understanding, I guess, is why Ropp isn't at first, if that's indeed the case.
He is.
Is that Ropp? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was Worley. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Worley goes to second. Sargent was thrown out.
And now they're going to get a runner for Worley. And you get that number, okay? And get that number, too, Brian, while you're at it.
It's five.
Okay.
Five is going out there to run for Ropp. So that's Highland.
And maybe possibly Highland at first and.
Okay, so 2-3 is down at second, and that's Timberlake.
Timberlake. All right, Timberlake and Highland. That sounds like a street name, doesn't it? Timberlake and Highland. And the batter is Sullivan. And the pitch is swung on and missed. So Love one out away from getting out of this mess. Sargent was forced out at third. And Worley is at second, or the runner. Timberlake. The stretch. Here's the pitch to the plate. There's a nice pitch in there. And it's 0-2 now.
Well, that was a hard one for Reed Sullivan to lay off of.
I just think, Brian, you've got to take your shots at this guy. You can't let him wiggle out of an inning. Two out, two on, an 0-2 count.
Well, this has been the best chance for the Tigers.
The pitch. A breaking pitch sails outside. One ball, two strikes. 3-0 CAK. We're in the top of the fourth. Central threatening. There are two out, however. And a 1-2 count to Sullivan. Reed steps back in there. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded to short. Picked up over there by Sharp. And the throw to third in time. And let's see. I think Timberlake may have hurt himself. Anyway, the inning is over. No runs. There was a hit and a walk and two left. We've completed 3.5. We're going to the bottom of the fourth. It's still CAK 3, Central nothing.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. As far as items for your floors, obviously we think about carpets, but it goes a whole lot farther than that.
We're also well known for hardwood, ceramic tile, laminate, custom area rugs. We also do a large amount of commercial business. We do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Hey, Grandpa, we got this large pizza for $5.
Well, paint me blue and call me Babe. I'm serious.
Get a hot and ready pepperoni pizza for $5 or a three-meat treat for $8 at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesars proudly introduces the new deep, deep dish pizza with 8 thick, crispy corner slices, hot and ready every day for just $8.
Pizza, pizza.
Here in Murfreesboro, Little Caesars is on Memorial by Haynes Hardware, Rutherford Boulevard near Walmart, and on Franklin Road by the Mabco.
Pizza, pizza.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
John Ding is back with you here. We are in the bottom of the fourth, CAK leading 3-0 and batting here with Zach Osborne leading off in a 1-1 count. Brian Barrett will be taking you the rest of the way after this half inning. Rop, job is pretty simple. Really can't afford to give up too many more runs here. The pitch to Osborne is swung on and fouled away, and he's out in front of him, 1-2. They have 3 runs, but only 3 hits. Done a good job of bunting people over and taking a couple of bases and manufacturing runs. The 1-2 pitch, fastball swung on, foul back, out of play. Count remains 1-2. Central has managed only one hit. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Rob looks in, now he's ready, here's the pitch. Swung on, fly ball, pretty well hit left. Going back is Kroom, it's over his head. Plays it off the wall. And it's a leadoff double for Osborne. Fourth hit of the game for CAK. And another good start for CAK. And we've got a runner for them. And
Feist, John. Justin Feist, a senior.
And he's out there running for Osborne. It brings up Josh Johnson, the designated hitter. Left-handed batter. He'll be trying to push it to the right side. And he's bunting. And he bunts it right up in front of the mound. Rop makes the first in time and gets that runner to third. Boy, they do an excellent job of moving runners over.
Well, that was picture perfect right there. I mean, it was what, maybe 6 feet right in front of the catcher, and Rob had to charge in and did a good job of planning and making a good throw, because sometimes you see the throw rushed right there and it's wildly thrown at first, and that would have cost him another run.
Feist down at third, one out. Parker Cochran sacrificed his first time up and takes a pitch outside. It's 1-0. Infield in, they do not want to give up another run. They will go home or hold the runner if possible. The 1-0 pitch, that one's upstairs, and it's 2-0. Sergeant in at short, over at third is Norfleet, edge of the grass, as is Sullivan. And Worley, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-0. Zimmerman would be next. Sailing with a sign. And now, Rob steps off the rubber. Yeah, he's ready. 2-1 pitch. They're squeezing, and they're going to complete it. Nice job. Perfect squeeze executed by CAK, and the run scores. Wow, that's good fundamentals there. Parker Cochran laid down a perfect bunt and gets the RBI.
Now batting number 12, David Zimmerman.
Two out, but it's 4-0. And again, Brian, that one run, one hit deal is going on.
Well, I tell you what, they have been very efficient.
Pitches inside a ball, one ball, no strikes. Alex Ropp, the left-hander, kicks and fires. It's high. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. That's a good pitch inside corner. Comes back with a good fastball. 2-1. Two out in the inning. A run is in. Here's the 2-1. Swung on. Bouncer up the middle. Sullivan to his right. Throws to first. And they retire the side, but not before another run on only one hit. And nobody left. We've completed four, and the score is CAK 4, Central nothing. And Brian Barrett's going to be back to take you the rest of the way in this one. Central needs to get some runs. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orfis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board Office.
867-6622.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
And now to take you the rest of the way, Brian, we've got to get some runs. I'm leaving it up to you.
All right. Let's see what we can do here. John Dinkins, Josh Green, the batter, takes a strike on the first pitch. Swing and a miss on the second from Love. And in the driver's seat is Love versus Josh Green, who popped up to third his last time up. Here, he's going to golf one to short and makes a great stabbing catch out there. So it's going to be a fly out to the shortstop to retire Green, and one away for Sailing. Sailing grounded to second his last time up. One away here in the central fifth. Time called. Well, I'm going to go ahead and go through the motion of the throw. The first pitch to him. In there, inside corner, nipped it for strike one. Taylor Sailing and Will Northfleet. This one fouled back here and into the screen. Sailing. Once again, grounded to second. His last at bat. Looking at an 0-2 count. Love with the long look in. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Going to be grounded to short. Picked up there by Sharp and a throw to first for out number two. That will be a ground down to the shortstop, and Sharp has been pretty busy here this inning. Winds picking up here, blowing right to left. Can give you a score update. It's 5-5, Farragut and Ravenwood in the fourth over at Siegel. That's on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. The line, the pitch, the first one to Northfleet, high for ball one. The winner of that game will play tomorrow. The loser of that game plays Riverdale tonight at 6, and that will be our next broadcast. Bunted, and a pretty good one. Going to be hard for Love to beat it out, but he does. Makes a nice charge at the end to flip to Norod for out number 3. So that'll be a ground out to the pitcher to retire Norfleet, and that's going to do it here for the Central 5th. We move along to the bottom of the 5th. Your score remains 4-0. CAK over Central Magnet as you listen to state tournament coverage on WGNS State Farm Prep Baseball.
If you need books, you go to the bookstore. If you need Blue Raider tees and gear, go to Lightning's Locker Room. If you're looking for the biggest selection of Blue Raider gear anywhere, why go to the bookstore? A bookstore specializes in and sells books. After all, it's in their name. Lightning's Locker Room specializes in and sells tees, sweats, polos, flags, and more, and spend all of their time creating the biggest selection. Lightning's Locker Room, the official merchandise source for Blue Raider athletics. 910 Richley Road, turn off fraud between Chewy's and Chili's and at the football stadium.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
The batter is Norod here for CAK to face Ropp. Norod struck out his last at bat in the second. Very efficient have been the Knights of CAK here. Pitch from Ropp in there, and he's ahead of Norod. No balls, two strikes. The Ropp pitch, here it is, just a bit outside. CAK has scored a run in each of the 4 innings so far, on a hit in each of the innings so far, and only 2 walks given up. Swing and a miss. And Norod, for the second time today, strikes out, and that is the second strikeout for Ropp. Zortman grounded out to short back in the third. Going to stand in here with 1 out. Central needs a scoreless inning here. Pretty good start here against Zortman as a strike is called. As you can probably hear, rather gusty afternoon. The 0-1 pitch inside and pretty low. Trying to get that curveball in there. Ropp. The delivery inside about thigh high with that one for ball 2. Go back to the top of the order, and a guy who's been a pain in our side, Bryce McMillan. The pitch right back to the mound, picked up by Norfleet. The throw to first got him. Boy, it was a great throw by Will Norfleet. It went off of the mound or off of the foot of Ropp. I think it did go off of his foot. And Coach Buddy Powers asking, are you okay? So it was. It did hit him. So a comebacker to the mound just hit Norfleet right where he was expecting it and throws a bullet over to first for out number 2. That goes 5-3 on the put out. And McMillan, a bunt single, scored a run, a walk scored a run, and a stolen base for him as well. He is very speedy. A really good baseball player. Takes the ball on the first pitch. Ropp's second pitch drops this one outside as well. 2 balls, no strikes. 2 out here in the CAK 5th. They lead 4-0. 4 runs on 4 hits. Pitch inside corner, strike called. Got that breaking ball in there. Rob trying to climb back into this count. The 2-1 pitch. Here it is. Nearly the same spot, just a little low. Takes that one for a ball. Three balls and a strike. Rop ready to go again. And nibbles on that inside corner to take the count full. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch fouled back this way. Another payoff coming up. Here on WGNS Murfreesboro after the completion of this game. The Dave Ramsey Show followed by Financial Coaching Radio and All Sports Talk. We'll be back at 6 o'clock for Riverdale versus the loser of the Farragut-Ravenwood game. That'll be tonight at 6. Pitch outside and walked it. So McMillan battles to a walk. So he's been on all three times. A hit and two walks. And now John Sharp, who has a single, one for two. He was bunting in the first inning. And the sacrifice worked as they scored the first run of the game. CAK scored one run in each inning so far. This one fouled back this way with two out. He's swinging away. Got to watch McMillan over there at first. He takes a big lead. Not only that, he's leaning and can still get back. I'd expect Rock maybe to throw over a time or two, and there we go. McMillan back. He takes one, two, three steps, and then four, and a big, long lean toward second. And now a throw over, quick throw. But back safely. Now McMillan, if he's takes another step as he's leaning over towards second, that's when he may take off to second. Pitch in the dirt. He is going, and Saling can't find it. Can't dig it out. Stolen base for Bryce McMillan, his second of the game. He is a crafty base runner. CAK is playing fundamental ABC baseball right now. Two out, a 1-1 count here to John Sharp. The pitch, fly ball right field, and Jackson giving chase, but it is foul. No way he could get to it. That's a fair ball. CAK scores another run. Right now, Central trying to hold them where they are. 0-1 and 0 for the Tigers. 4-4 and 0 for the Knights. A 1-2 pitch is coming up here from Rop once everyone is ready. And now time called. Sharp stands out. Or steps out of the batter's box. The wind, and here is the 1-2. Going to be grounded in the hole to short. The throw is to third. They're going to try to get the runner caught in a rundown, and they do because they pulled Northfleet off the bag. A good stop in the hole by Sargent. Got it over to Northfleet and tagged out McMillan and Sharp grounded out to end the inning. No runs. Get this, no runs. First time all game. There were no hits. There was a walk. And nobody left. Erased. And that's going to be the end of five. We move along to the sixth inning. Central Tigers got to go get some runs. They trail CAK 4-0 on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Parents of seniors, listen up. Loveless Photography wants to remind you there's still time to get your senior portraits ordered. It's time to mail in those cap and gown photo orders. They've been laying on the kitchen table for a while. Get those mailed back into Loveless. Also time to get those spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography, capturing memories for families for over 30 years. They're proud of this year's seniors, and they know you are too. Get your cap and gown along with spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography on Clark between Memorial and Highland. LovelessPhotography.com, 890-1558.
The fun never ends at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
People have to have a recreational outlet, and this is one the whole family can attend, and everybody can enjoy it.
Roy Bowden is the owner of the Smyrna Bowling Center.
With a lot of the people working second and third shifts, they want to relax and have something to do before they get home and unwind, and this facility actually runs 24 hours a day.
That's right, 24 hours of fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Mackenzie Jackson, the batter for the Central Tigers. He takes the ball on the first pitch from Love. The line showing bunt. And he goes. One ball, one strike. Mackenzie Jackson bunted back to the pitcher and struck out. He's 0 for 2 today. Now time called here by Jackson. Now he stands back in. Love sets, delivers the pitch inside corner and high. Two balls, one strike. Jackson, Kroom, and Sargent, 1-2 and 3 hitters due up here in the Central sixth inning. Fouled this one back. Hey, you got it, one. Jacob Kroom would be next. This one hit him. So Mackenzie Jackson going to be the second hit batter of the game. Hit by pitch. And that has accounted for two of the three base runners. The other was the only hit of the game off of Love, and that came in the fourth. So maybe this is the start of a big Central rally. They trail by four runs. First pitch to Kroom is outside. Kroom is 0 for 2, popped up to right his last time up. Rop takes a little time and going to be second meeting here with Love. I don't know if the Knights are going to make change here or not. Don't think this is going to be one of those calls. This half inning brought to you in part by State Farm agent Bud Morris at 3245 Franklin Road, just down from Franklin Road Christian School. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Bud Morris, 893-1417. This is indeed the second meeting on the mound. So the next time anyone goes out, Love will be pulled if that happens. I think this is a really critical inning for the Tigers. Pitch inside. Two balls, no strikes. And after Jackson was hit by a pitch, Kroom ahead 2-0. Take base runners however we can get them. Ball gets away. Jackson couldn't advance. Osborne did a really good job of finding it. Flipped off that mask. 3-0 pitch. This one in there for a strike. Breaking ball. Pretty good pitch there by Love. Three balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. It is low for a ball. So Central has two on, nobody out. This inning continues to be magnified, and we are going to get a pitching change now. And we'll see who the new pitcher is going to be when we come back. It's the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air call to the bullpen for the CAK Knights. We'll be right back here on WGNS coverage of the Spring Fling presented by State Farm.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services.
This is Brett Craig with Craig's Tax Service. From personal tax preparation to business bookkeeping, payroll, and taxes, at Craig's Tax Service, our staff is here to help.
Get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
As a former Siegel Star football player, I know the importance of the high school sports experience. Good luck to all county student athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
Rick's Barbecue, the best in town, and they also have other greats. My favorite, the smoked chicken salad. It is tremendous, and everybody talks about the slaw dogs.
It's a hot dog. We deep fry it, and we have our own special made mustard slaw, which is spicy.
We're with Mike Lanning, and Mike, from loaded baked potatoes to ribs, I have never eaten anything I didn't like here at Rick's.
You know, as long as you stay on top of things and keep your quality right, it pretty much sells itself just because of the taste.
Rick's Barbecue.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Celeste Milton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
The new pitcher is Reed Cantrell, and the first pitch from Cantrell is a strike to Derek Sargent. Sargent with the only hit off of Love, who went five innings. Give you his line here in just a moment. These two base runners do belong to him. Sidearm action here by Cantrell, the senior. Fouled back, no balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Mackenzie Jackson at second. Jacob Kroom over at first. Kroom takes his lead. So does Jackson. Cantrell, the pitch. Missed low and outside. Doesn't have an overhand motion. He has a sidearm motion to his pitch. Right-handed pitcher. Sidearms it in there. It's going to be speared at third by Zortman. Runners back, and what a play. That was a solid rocket. And Zortman made a heck of a play. I thought that was over his head for a base hit. That will go five unassisted on the hard hit fly to the third baseman, Zortman. One away now for Austin Worley, the cleanup man. First pitch to him, outside corner on the curve ball. Hard to judge those sidearm pitchers sometimes. Just the way it comes out of there. The 0-1 pitch after a peek back to second. And yet another peek. Missed this one low. Tried to go back in the same spot. One ball, one strike. Last score we had was 5-5. Farragut and Ravenwood. A loser of that game plays Riverdale tonight at 6 over at Siegel. Throwback to second. Ball's going to get by, but it's going to stay right there very close. And Cochran was backed up by Sharp over there. Ball doesn't get away too far, or at least far enough for Jackson to make any headway. Now that hit him. Worley is on a hit by pitch. So the bases are juiced. Central has the bases loaded, and they don't have a hit yet. Jackson on a hit by pitch is now at third. Down to second is Jacob Kroom. At first, Worley on a hit batter. Bases loaded, one out, full of Tigers. And the tying run at the plate now, and Alex Ropp. Alex could really help himself out here. Strike called. On the changeup from Cantrell. Reed Cantrell in relief. The 0-1 pitch jammed him up inside. This one going to be fouled down the third base side. Coach Buddy Powers relaying it back over to his dugout. Huge inning here for the Central Tigers. Need some runs. Trailing 4-0 to CAK. This pitch way outside. No place to put Alex Ropp. I pulled Love after a one-hitter. Little control issue. This one fouled into the CAK dugout. Love went his 5 innings. No runs. A hit. Make that 4 strikeouts, a walk, and 2 hit batters. And 2 of the 3 that are on here would belong to him. 1-2 pitch, fly ball, center field. Zimmerman is back. Runners are going to tag. They're going to send Jackson, and he is in there. And do they hold on to the ball? Out. I don't believe it. It was a close play. But they got out of it. Ropp flies to center field for out number 2. And Jackson thrown out at home. There's going to be a little talk here between Buddy Powers and the umpire, but it's not going to make any difference. The Tigers had the bases loaded and couldn't muster a run. No runs, no hits. There was 1 walk, 2 hit batters, and 3 big Central Tigers left. They have left now 6 on. We move along here to the bottom of the 6th. Your score remains 4-0. CAK over Central Magnet.
DirecTV by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Andy DeGraw says a DirecTV by Intersource difference is their local technicians.
Our technicians care about their customers just as much as everybody else in the company does. And those technicians don't hesitate to give out their personal phone number to let somebody that is, say, down the street from them call them and let them take care of what they need.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson. You're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
This half inning brought to you by our friends at Sir Pizza with 3 Rutherford County locations. The first pitch to Mary, going to be blooped into right and off of the glove of Sullivan for a base hit. First pitch, Mary was swinging away. They are going to score that a hit.
Now, batting number 14.
And to wait, there was going to be a tough play for Sullivan. That's the 5th hit off of Ropp. And the batter, Osborne, fouls this one back. So a good start for CAK. Central Magnet could not take advantage. 2 hit batters and a walk. The top of the 6th. As Jackson was thrown out, trying to score the first run on a fly ball to center field. This is going to be popped right back to Ropp. Diving catch. The throw is going to be wild and off target. And safe over there at first is Osborne. So the trouble continues here for Central Magnet.
Now batting number 17, Josh Johnson.
Tried to make that diving catch, and when he did, bounced right back in to the glove. Runner going, sliding into second. Is Osborne with a stolen base. The fielder's choice for Osborne. Scamieri was thrown out. Josh Johnson, left-handed batter, facing Alex Ropp. Curveball in there for a solid base hit to right. They're going to send Osborne, the throw to the plate, not in time. So a single, an RBI, the throw down to second, not in time, and I thought they might have had him. Central fans thought so too. So it's going to be a single, second on the throw, and safe there for Johnson. Give him an RBI as well. And the score is now 5-0. Coach Buddy Power is going to go out and talk to Rock. Central fans obviously not very happy with the goings on here. Coach Powers to the mound. Sir Pizza again sponsoring this half inning. Don't forget our Sir Pizza podcast online at goprimetimesports.com. Head to the website, click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to download and listen to recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors our podcast online. Our coverage also brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, our friends at TOA, Winners Trophies, Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, along with Prentice Alsa, Heating and Air. So two hits here in the inning. That's now six for the game. CAK gets another run here in the sixth. Fouled back this way is the first pitch to Parker Cochran, the second baseman. He's bunted twice, and the one in the fourth was a squeeze bunt. He gets an RBI out of it as it scored Feist, who was running for Osborne. The only scoreless inning they had was the fifth. Pitch just misses, one ball, one strike. Sun-drenched afternoon for spring fling action. Here from Blackman, back at Siegel tonight for the Riverdale game. Pitch high and outside by Rock, two balls and a strike. They'll play the loser of Farragut and Ravenwood, and that game going on now over at Siegel. Wednesday we knew would be a very busy day, and it turns out, or we thought it could be, and it's going to be. Popped back this way. And going to fall behind us near the concession stand area. John will rejoin me for that nightcap. Two balls, two strikes is the count to Parker Cochran. Pitch outside. Takes the count full. Three balls, two strikes to Parker Cochran. Central needs to hold the damage to what already has been done, and that's one run here in this inning. Swing and a miss, and down goes Cochran. It's the third strikeout. Two away here in the inning for David Zimmerman.
Now batting number 12,
doubled. Drove in a man and then grounded out to second. He is one for two. We're in the sixth. Pitch in the dirt. Central's going to have a big seventh inning here. They will find themselves playing tonight at six in the loser's bracket. They would play Spring Hill. And to get to tomorrow, they would have to beat Spring Hill and then come back and beat the same CAK bunch twice. That's how important this game is. CAK, if they do indeed win, they'll be in the driver's seat. 1-1 pitch. Look back at second. Now the pitch by Ropp. A shot to short. Picked up by Sargent to throw to first to end the at-bat for Zimmerman on the ground out to short. Not before C.A.K. gets one run on two hits. And there was one left. And that's the only base runner that they've left all game, if you can believe that. They do tack on another run. It's 5-0 C.A.K. It's time to go get them, Central Tigers. Their last shot at it when we come back here on State Farm Prep Baseball.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
First pitch to Reed Sullivan is a ball. One ball, no strikes. Second one. Also a ball from Cantrell. Cantrell sets, delivers, strike on the outside corner. On the breaking ball. Cantrell. The pitch to Sullivan, fouled back. Ground out to third and a ground out to short. Sullivan's day. Shot to second. Cochran picks it up. Throw a little high, but Norod comes down with it. So Sullivan retired on a ground out to second. One away here and down to their last two outs are the Central Tigers. Trailing CAK 5-0. Spring Hill in come-from-behind fashion eliminated Ripley from the tournament. Pitch, jammed him up inside. Fly ball into center field. Drifting back is the second baseman, Cochran, for out number two. Central down to their last out now here with Taylor Sailing. Grounded to second, grounded to short. He's 0 for 2. Six runs, seventh inning for Spring Hill. Gave them the 10-7 win over Ripley in the elimination game earlier. The pitch, strike called inside corner. Sailing falls behind 0-1. The CAK fans on their feet. Second pitch, grounded past the pitcher. Picked up by the busy second baseman Cochran. The throw to first, and the game is over. And the Central Tigers fall to the CAK Knights by a final score of 5-0. We're going to come back and jump into the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. I'll tell you what's coming up later on this evening as part of our coverage of WGNS State Farm Spring Fling 2014. Stay tuned.